In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have one sermon for everybody today, because today is a very special day in the life of our community. Do you know what we celebrate today? I announced last Sunday, I put it in the bulletin. What do we celebrate today?
The church day.
The name day of our church, or the feast day of our church. What's the feast day of our, what's the name day of our church, or what's the name of our church? Let's start with the name of our church. Luca, what's the name of our church?
Greek Orthodox
Church, but can you read? Can you read on the screen? What's the name of our church? Louder. Very good. Panagia Pantovasilisa, Holy Mother, Queen of All. Now, this is the name of our church, but because there is no feast in the calendar of the church for this icon, it was decided to celebrate the name day of the church on September 8th, when we celebrate what? What do we celebrate on September 8th? It is the first major feast day of the church here. One of the 12 major feast days. Do you remember?
It's something with St. Mary.
It's something related to St. Mary. You are very right. What about St. Mary? Very good. Mary's birthday. That's what we celebrate on September the 8th. The nativity, or the birth of the Theotokos, of the Mother of God. Now let's go back a little bit to the name of the church. So the Greek name of the church is Panagia Pantovasilisa. And because some people, you know, can't pronounce it, we decided, you know, to translate it into English to be easier for the people, you know, to read it and to pronounce it, for the Americans, you know, to read it and to pronounce it. But I thought it would be good for us to know the original meaning of the words Panagia and Pantovasilisa. There are two different words. Do you know what Panagia means? Do you know what Panagia, the word itself, what Panagia means? No.
One, the first church, so we're
no.
Like the first church.
No. 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 We translated it with Holy Mother, but it doesn't really mean Holy Mother. We just, you know, Holy Mother, we thought that it sounds better in English. But Panagia in Greek, in fact, is a composed word. A word made of two words. Pan means encompassing everything. All. Okay? And agia is the feminine of the word holy. Agios o Theos. God is holy. Agios is the masculine of holy. Agia is the feminine for holy. Set apart. Different. That's what holy means. So pan means encompassing everything, all, and agia means holy. So in fact, panagia would mean all holy. Okay? All holy. And pantovasilisa is another composed word of two words. Panto and vasilisa. Now what's panto? What's the meaning of panto? You have an idea? We have another word coming from the book of Revelation, Pantocrator. We're going to have in the new church a big icon of Christ the Pantocrator at the top of the dome. And that image comes from the book of Revelation in the Bible, where God is called Pantocrator. In English, Almighty. Panto is another word, a neutral this time, you know, showing something that, that you know, takes everything in. All. And Vasilisa means, what do you think it means? Queen. Vasileos is king, Vasilisa is queen. So the queen of all. That's why we translated it with Holy Mother, Queen of all. We could have said, you know, All Holy Queen of all. You know, it doesn't sound good in English. All Holy Queen of all. So we decided not to go for Holy Mother, Queen of all. So that's the name of our church. And this name is this name Panagia Pantovasilisa, or Holy Mother, Queen of all, is the name of this specific icon. Now the story of this icon, do you know where it starts? The story of this beautiful icon started in the beautiful cathedral in Constantinople, in the beautiful St. Sophia, or the Cathedral of the Holy Wisdom in Constantinople. What do you want to say? We'll get there. We'll get there. You know something. Yes, so the first icon, the original icon of Panagia Pantovasilisa, existed in Constantinople in the Cathedral of St. Sophia. And when the Turks conquered Constantinople, the Christians took the icon from the Cathedral of St. Sophia and they threw it into the water, because they didn't want this beautiful icon to fall into the hands of the Turks and to desecrate the icon. When they couldn't defend the city anymore, they took what was most precious. They threw it into the sea and they said, Lord, have mercy on it and protect this beautiful icon because it is very special. And guess what? Do you know what happened? Do you know where the icon ended up? Do you know?
So it went to the other side and it landed in Greece.
It went to the other side of the Sea of Marmara and it ended in the town on the shore, on the eastern shore of the Sea of Marmara, close to the town of Triglia. Nowadays, Zeytinbaci in Turkey. So can you find, so Constantinople is called nowadays Istanbul. Do you know what Istanbul means? Going to the city. Thank you. Istanbul means going to the city, because Constantinople was a big, magnificent city. And the Turks, when they're referring now to going to the city, Constantinople was the city. So they were saying, you know, I'm going to the city.
Istanbul,
yes. Going to the city. That's what it means, you know, in Turkish. Going to the city. So that's why the Turks named Constantinople Istanbul, Istanbul. And so the icon was taken by the Lord on water from Istanbul to Zeytinbaci to Triglia, where the Christians found it and they took it out of the water, and they knew about this icon, because some of them might have seen it in St. Sophia, in the Cathedral of St. Sophia in Constantinople, and they took the icon and they put it in the church, and later on they named the church Panagia Pantovasilisa in Triglia in Asia Minor. And these are images, current images of Panagia Pantovasilisa church in Triglia in Asia Minor. And as you can see, the church is in ruin right now. Is in ruins. Do you know why? No, there was no fire. That was a very old church. It was built in the 1300s. And it was called the Church of the Arches. Isn't that wonderful? How God works. The original church, Panagia Pantovasilisa, was called by the people of the area the Church of the Arches. Because as we could still see, it had many arches. And you know, it is amazing how the Holy Spirit is at work. Because originally our architect designed some arches for the church, but not too many. And then Father Arsenio said, we need more arches for that church. And by the grace of God, it will be more like the original church of Panagia Pantovasilisa in Triglia. It is in ruins because another tragedy happened in the life of the Christians of that area. In 1922, the Turks forced the Christians, the Greek Orthodox Christians of Triglia, of Asia Minor, of that whole area, to leave their homes and to move to Greece or to some other parts of the world. They told them, because you are Christians, you are not allowed to stay in Turkey anymore. You have to leave. And they packed up everything they could carry with their hands, and they left their homes. But they took with them, once again, what was very, very precious to them. So what do you think they took with them?
The
icon of Panagia Pantovasilisa. And the icon, could you please tell them to be a bit quieter in the kitchen? So the icon of Panagia Pantovasilisa, the original icon of Panagia Pantovasilisa, ended up in the Byzantine Museum in Athens for a while, until a new church was built in Rathina by some of the people that moved from Triglia to Greece. Some of them moved to Rathina, which is here. Athens is here in Greece. Let me try to... So Athens is here and Rathina is here. So some of the people that had to leave Triglia, they moved to Rathina and they built a church. And they didn't forget their home church, and they built a new church and they named it Panagia Pantovasilisa. And then the icon from the Byzantine Museum in Athens was brought to Rathina, and that's where the original icon still is today. And this is the original icon of Panagia Pantovasilisa. But yes. Now this is just a case. This is just a marble case that they built around the icons. Okay, like a beautiful big frame. But they carried just the icon, and then when they built the church, they built this beautiful frame around the icon. But some of the people from Triglia ended up not in Greece, but do you know where?
Here
in Lexington, Kentucky. Some of the people who had to leave Triglia ended up in Lexington, Kentucky. And when a new church was built in our city, a new Greek Orthodox church was built in our city in 1954, when the church was dedicated, some people said, let's call it Panagia Pantovasilisa in memory of our home church in Triglia. And that's why our church was named Panagia Pantovasilisa. And then in 1956, A copy of the icon, of the original icon of Panagia Pantovasilisa, was commissioned in Greece at Mount Athos, and the monk at Mount Athos, Father Seraphim, painted this icon in ec tempera, which is a very special technique. Do you know what ec tempera means? You know that, do you do painting? What kind of paints do you use?
Water paint,
yes. Or sometimes, you know, they use acrylic, which is still, you know, water-based paint. Many icons, especially in older times, were painted in the so-called ec tempera technique. In the ec tempera technique, the painter takes egg yolks, okay? He or she takes egg yolks, and he puts, you know, the color, the pigment in the yolk, and he or she mixes the pigment with the yolk, and then they have only a few minutes to paint with that color, because the yolk gets harder and harder. And then they have to make some more paint and some more paint until they finish the icon. But this technique, because of the egg yolk, the color stays there for centuries, because it keeps the color together.
Yes,
and it keeps the pigment in the paint. It doesn't lose the pigment, you know, the color. So this icon was painted in 1956 at Mount Athos. And then when the people of this community thought that, you know what, this church is too small for us, we need a bigger church, they built a new church down the street at 3001 Tate's Creek Road. And we move from 920 Tate's Creek Road to 3001 Tate's Creek Road, where we have a new, beautiful church. still having the name Panagia Pantovasilisa, and as I said, you know, we decided to translate it into English, to still keep Panagia Pantovasilisa, but also, you know, to translate it into English and to be very welcoming to the people who want to come to our church. What do you want to say?
I think I passed by that church that you showed us that
I'm sure you passed by that church. And maybe one day, you know, maybe one day we could go in and visit the old church just to see how the old church was. Yes, we could make some arrangements to go inside the church too. So, our church, the history of our church, the story of our beautiful icon started in the magnificent St. Sophia Cathedral in Constantinople. Now, it is our turn to continue the story. Do we want to continue the story of Panagia Pantovasilisa? Yes or no?
Yes.
Then, if we want to continue the story of Panagia Pantovasilisa, let us try to be like the people who built St. Sophia Cathedral in the 500s. And when Justinian, the Emperor Justinian, and the people who helped him build that cathedral, they had one vision. Their vision was to transpose heaven on earth. When some Russians came to see what faith they want to choose for their people, when the Prince of Kiev sent emissaries, you know, he sent, you know, people to see different faiths of the world, when they entered the Cathedral of St. Sophia and they witnessed a holy liturgy, they said, we didn't know if we were in heaven or on earth because everything was so beautiful. That was their vision, to transpose heaven on earth. And when they were faced with a tragedy, they didn't give up on their treasure. They took their treasure, they entrusted it to God, they tried to protect their treasure as much as they could, and even the emperor died in 1453 trying to defend the city and trying to defend the beautiful cathedral of St. Sophia. They gave their life for their treasure. And when they couldn't defend the treasure anymore, they entrusted the treasure to the Lord, and the Lord looked after their beauty and after their treasure. When the people of Triglia found the icon, they built a beautiful church for the icon. When they had to leave their homeland, they took their icon with them. And when some people came from Triglia to Lexington, they took their faith with them and they built a church here and they commissioned an icon and they had an icon painted to remember their faith and the beauty of the kingdom of heaven. What do you want to say, Luca?
How did the people who traveled to Lexington, did they have the original icon, or did the people who traveled to Greece have the original?
The people who traveled to Greece took the original icon with them. And that's why the original icon is still in Greece, in Raphina, the church in Raphina. So the original icon is still in Greece. The people who came to Lexington, they didn't forget the icon. And when they could, they asked somebody to paint a copy, a beautiful copy of the original icon. Let us try to have the faith of the people who built St. Sophia Cathedral. Let us try, you know, to transpose heaven on earth and to beautify our church as much as we can. Let us try to keep our faith and to give our faith to the world. They took their faith, they took their beauty, and they gave it to the world, and that's what we are called to do. To share our faith and our beauty with the world. Do you want to do this?
Yes.
Let us try to do this. Here in Lexington, we have a great treasure that was given to us. We have a great treasure that was entrusted to us. Let us share it with the world, because that's what Christians do. When they know that they found something very special, that they found the treasure, they don't keep it for themselves, but they share it with the world. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.